BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue its operations in Gaza until it restores security and quiet to Israeli citizens. At a televised news conference, Mr. Netanyahu said the army would continue fighting to prevent attacks from Hamas even after cross-border tunnels were destroyed. Israelis earlier told Palestinians they could return home to one area, but Martin Patience in Gaza says people are reluctant to go back.
We're certainly not going back tonight. And I asked one man here in Gaza City, why aren't you going back? Why are you not heading back to your homes? And he said, we simply can't trust the Israelis. We're worried about our security. We're worried that there'll be another massacre. What's happened on previous occasions is there's been a lull in the fighting, temporary ceasefire. People have headed out to areas that have been evacuated during this conflict and then have been caught up in the fighting again. So nobody for now wants to take any chances.
An American doctor infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in the United States from Liberia for treatment. Dr. Kent Brantley flew on board a specially equipped private jet. A second infected American, Nancy Wrightbull, is due to be flown from Liberia in the next few days. More than 700 people have died in the West African Ebola outbreak. Dr. Jay Varkey, the infectious disease specialist at the hospital that will treat Dr. Brantley, said he wanted to reassure people that the disease would not spread in the U.S.
I would really dispute the notion that this is bringing Ebola into the country. This is a patient. He's a sick patient that needs our help. It is one of our neighbors. It's somebody's parent. It's somebody's son. Somebody's sibling. He needs our help, and we're going to try and help him.
The Olympic sprint champion Usain Bolt has led the Jamaican team to the gold medal in the 4x100m men's relay at the Commonwealth Games in Scotland. Bolt ran the last leg of the race, which Jamaica won with ease, in a new Games record of 37.58 seconds. From Hampden Park in Glasgow, here's Ben Smith.
On a night when the rain hammered down here at Hampden, Usain Bolt lived up to all the hype with a performance that brought sunshine to Glasgow. From the moment he began dancing to Scotland's unofficial national anthem before the race, to the sensational anchor leg he ran to take Jamaica to gold, this was Bolt at his incredible best, a true sporting showman, a superstar. It was the first Commonwealth medal of his stellar career, and he celebrated like a man who was in his element. He was worth the wait. Glasgow was in his thrall.
Syrian gunmen have raided the Lebanese border town of Arsal after Lebanese soldiers detained an alleged member of the Syrian Islamist group the Al-Nusra Front. One report says four Lebanese nationals were killed and several others seized. The Lebanese Prime Minister described the assault as a flagrant attack on the Lebanese state. World news from the BBC. Libya's newly elected parliament has held its first meeting as the country faces increasing violence between rival militias. The legislators met in Tobruk, avoiding both the capital, Tripoli, and the planned venue of Benghazi, where more than 200 people have been killed in the last 2 weeks. Fighting has intensified around the international airport in Tripoli, where oil tanks that were set ablaze last week have again been hit by rocket fire. International teams with sniffer dogs have recovered more human remains and personal belongings at the site in eastern Ukraine. Fighting continued nearby between Ukraine government forces and rebels accused of shooting down a Malaysian plane. The spokesman for the international monitors, Alexander Hoog, said there was still no guarantee that they will be able to complete their work at the crash site.
Highest priority for us is security, and should that deteriorate and should we make an assessment that security is not there, that we need to, and to the extent we need it, we would withdraw and would reassess the situation and only return once the security is there that we could work.
The president of Cameroon, Paul Biya, has said the army will crush the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, though the fight will be a long one. The president made his comments to reporters as he left for a summit of African leaders in the United States. Earlier this week, Mr. Biya sacked two senior army officers at the forefront of the battle against Boko Haram. And French police have arrested a drugs officer on suspicion of stealing more than 50 kilos of cocaine from the police headquarters in Paris. A police statement said CCTV images of a man carrying two bags into the police headquarters and leaving shortly afterwards helped identify the suspect. The drugs, with an estimated street value of more than $4 million, have been locked behind armoured doors after they were seized from a Senegalese gang operating in the city. BBC News.